Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Ernie from Tacoma is. Ernie, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ernie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are there? Correct. What social media platform introduced Threads in 2024?
Twitter?
No.
Pass.
Pearl Jam has 3 Grammy nominations for what album?
I have no idea. Pass.
What was the first major motion picture shot in the open ocean?
Waterworld?
What was that?
Waterworld?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
The Liberty Bell is located in what U.S. state?
I don't know. Pass.
Which NFL team won the most Super Bowls in the 90s?
In the 90s, would that be... the Cowboys?
Correct. Which fashion designer is credited with popularizing the little black dress?
The little black dress fashion designer. I have no idea. Pass.
What is the largest species of penguin?
Royal?
What was that?
Royal?
No. Ernie, you got 2 correct.
I dropped the news. I'm sorry.
You sure did.
It happens.
You know, it's always 60 seconds, but sometimes 60 seconds feels longer than other 60 seconds. And that felt a little long.
It did.
It sure did. But, you know, you never know. He could have done worse. So
time doesn't fly when you don't do well? Is that what's going on
it
here?
It does not.
Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are there?
There's 4.
Yes. What social media platform introduced Threads in 2024?
I have an account. I don't remember the last time, but I think I went on it the week it came out. Is it Instagram?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam has 3 Grammy nominations for what album?
Ooh. I'm going to guess Vitalogy.
No.
Versus.
No.
I don't think it's 10, so I'm going to go with Yield.
No.
Is it 10?
No.
Okay, good.
What was the first major motion picture shot on the open ocean?
Jaws?
Yes. The Liberty Bell is located in what U.S. state?
Pennsylvania.
Correct. Which NFL team won the most Super Bowls in the 90s?
The Seattle Seahawks. I'm kidding. The Dallas Cowboys.
Correct. Which famous fashion designer credited with popularizing the little black dress?
Is that JCPenney?
No.
TJ Maxx?
No.
Versace?
No. What is the largest species of penguin?
I don't know. I didn't even realize there's more than just penguins. Penguin.
No, it's not penguin.
Duckbill penguin?
No, Steve. You got 5 correct, though, which is a win, 5-2.
Nice. Well, good game, Ernie.
Oh, thank you.
Wasn't a good game?
I think I'm the only one in the room that's saying that, but good game, Ernie.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the album that has to be nominated for the most recent Grammys is the most recent album, correct?
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't hear that part of the question.
Well, it's for the 3 Grammy
Dark
nominations
Matter?
For what album? Yeah. So they're nominated.
I didn't even hear that part. I just thought, this is the album that got 3 Grammy nominations just ever.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
No, I'm an idiot. I missed that part.
I mean, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dark Matter's the correct answer.
Yes. There we go. I was like,
great album.
You don't know?
Fantastic record. I don't really like that band much.
Oh, yeah. I know. You hate him.
Just a little bit.
Taryn, do you know what fashion designer is credited with popularizing the little black dress?
Do I look like I know what fashion designer popularized anything? No.
No, you're right. You're right. You don't.
Louis Vuitton?
It's Coco Chanel. And then,
Would you think any rockaholic would have that? Know that?
I just want to say, my husband George is a rockaholic, and he knew that.
Well, he's a very fashion-forward rockaholic.
He sure is. He'd look good in a little black dress. Taryn, you do look debatable. Like you would know what largest of species of penguin it is.
That'd be the emperor penguin, Sarah.
It would be. Yep. I'm so happy you knew that.
No, you're right. There are species of penguins.
There are.
I have heard that one before.
You know, somehow you still won, though, so congrats.
What exactly is going on here, and why is it a Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, this commercial. Have you heard? I don't know if you've heard this.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh. Oh. So good.
Ooh, I think I need to take a shower after that. We're going to find out why that happened after Tool.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
So far, at least 10 Super Bowl ads this year have sold for a record $8 million.
And whoa.
I know. But sadly, you know, they just put them online anymore, so the element of suspense is not there. Most of these are already available for you to check out online. One of them, the most recent one, is Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan reuniting to do a spoof on their iconic scene in the movie When Harry Met Sally.
I want to. We know the scene. Sarah, do you know the scene from When Harry... I feel like this is going to be one of those moments where it's like, okay, I know you're not Gen X, but you're teetering on it. I feel like this is that moment where I'm like, man, the movies I grew up on are not the movies that the young kids, and it's the last time I'll say that about Sarah, grow up on.
Yeah, I've never even seen this movie, so I doubt I know any of the scenes.
So it's a romantic comedy. I think you'd actually enjoy the movie. It's a fun one. Billy Crystal's great in it. Meg Ryan's awesome. And there's a scene where they're at a lunch in a restaurant, and they're talking about faking happy moments. And he didn't believe that she could just fake a happy moment and it'd be believable. So then she just busts into a happy moment while there are so many people sitting around them. Look it up on YouTube. The scene's hilarious, isn't it? So they do that scene again for this product right here. Let's see if you can figure out what product it's for, too.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
What? No good?
No.
Oh. There we go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
So good. It's so.
This one's real.
And that is a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
And that's what, that's Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Because there's a person in the actual movie where they go, I'll have what she's having, because the scene goes a lot longer and it's a lot more risque.
I also think it's really cute that he thought that she couldn't fake it, or dudes don't think that. Like, that's so adorable.
This is the 80s. Things were a little different back in those days.
They were training like we
didn't know you broads were lying to us this whole time.
It was so easy for her to do that.
Any guesses on what the product they're trying to sell?
A burger.
No, but kind of. It's connected to a burger. It's white and creamy.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, it's Hellman's.
Ugh. That was a mayonnaise commercial?
Yes!
For $8
million? $8
million.
Maybe not.
Sell a lot of mayo.
They might have spent more to be able to get Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan together.
Honestly, though, Sydney Sweeney's really going to be the one selling the mayo.
Oh, you think so?
I do think so.
I thought that was pretty awesome. How do you guys feel about a lot of these Super Bowl commercials coming out before the actual big game?
I hate it.
You do hate it.
I really do. I mean, I will watch them leading up to it, but I really miss the element of suspense, you know? You got to be there sitting down, tuned into the entire Super Bowl to get the goods.
I did fall down that rabbit hole of, like, going on YouTube and, like, seeing what, like, Budweiser's teasing, like, a big thing. They think it's something to do with, like, the Clydesdales, and there's a few other, like, there was a one with the members of the Kansas City Chiefs that was kind of funny, but, yeah, I think it's kind of, like, it takes away from the excitement of watching it during the big game.
It really does.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm okay with it is, when else are you supposed to pee or, like, get up and get food? Like, are you watching the game or are you watching the commercials?
See, I'd rather sit for the commercials. Especially if the game sucks. I hope both teams lose.
Yeah.
So. But at least now, if you do miss the commercial, you can just, like, pull it up on your phone right away and watch it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Super Bowl commercials, we have this little idea. Steve Miggs, we want our rockaholics to make us a Super Bowl commercial.
We don't have the money, though. The paid for our we don't have $8 million.
We have $8 between the three of us right now. So.
We need a GoFundMe.
But we do want you to use the Odyssey app to leave us a voice message of a Super Bowl commercial.
It'd and they can say easy, whatever right? they want. Like they narrate it, however, describe our show however you want. Keep it under a minute. It could be, you know, dramatic and inspirational, like a Budweiser commercial or like a movie trailer with the big boy voice. However you want to do it, or stupid and ridiculous, like the snack ads. And I lean more towards that. The dumber, the better.
Yeah, we are all for it. So you can go to the Odyssey app and leave us a voice message. Keep it under a minute, or you can even just record it and then email it to us if you'd like. Our email is dms@kisw.com. And then next week, leading up to Super Bowl, we're going to play them all back, Steve.
Hell yeah.
Find out who is the king of Super Bowl commercials that listens to this show. Now, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us. And if you do, you'll win tickets to Shinedown and Bush at Climate Pledge Arena. And that show is going to be on August 8th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Morning long, we have received phone calls and texts from you, but we've not yet had a chance to chat with everybody. But the time has come, and right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Palace Law. So please do give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Got a couple of text messages this morning from people. Did you hear this? I think his name is Liam Cohen. He's the new head coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and a few people are just saying, did you happen to catch his press conference where he's trying to say a town in Jacksonville? It is freaking hilarious.
Oh boy.
Have you heard this?
No.
So he's up there, and I think he's just trying, he's just talking, but okay, I'll just play it for you. Here you go.
Jacksonville, the community. Duval.
And he does this weird thing with his eyebrows and like, and he's like a younger looking guy. Like he looks super young. He looks like he might be like that. Honestly, I would have been like, oh, is this like an intern for the team that's introducing the head coach?
Duval.
Duval.
Nailed it.
You haven't seen this guy?
No. Oh, he's fun.
He's fun.
I like him.
He kind of looks like the guy that's like, you know, secretly selling like MDMA to all of his college roommates.
No.
Like, come on over. The secret word is
Duval.
Eyebrows raised.
It looked like it kicked in right when he said that.
Duval.
All right. I'm sure that's all alleged, of course.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Give us a call. Shoot us a text.
I love this text. It says, what the hell is going on in Seattle? Why is there a giant rubber duck by the stadiums?
What is the deal with that?
We got the text, and I was like, what are they even talking about? And then even Danny sent us a text as well of a picture of a giant rubber duck that's right between T-Mobile and Lumen Field. So we go on social media because we're like, there's nothing on, there's no like news reports. There's nothing about like a rubber duck just infiltrating Seattle. Apparently, it's the world's largest rubber duck. This thing travels all over the world.
So why is it in Seattle?
For the Seattle Boat Show,
which
is happening this weekend over at Lumen Field Event Center. And if you go to thebigduck.us, you can see more information, more pictures of this duck. It's pretty funny. They even have merchandise. I kind of want one of the t-shirts. One of the shirts that says Big Duck Energy.
Does he have a name or is he just Big Duck?
I guess Big Duck. He's thebigduck.us.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, if you're driving into Seattle and you look over at the stadiums, which I do every morning, I didn't see the duck like at like, you know, 4 a.m, but I always look over at the stadiums and there was like cool fog over like Lumen Field with the lights. I'm like, that's a cool visual. But if you're driving by there right now, you're probably like, why is there a giant rubber duck? That's why.
Oh, I love it. I want to go see it. I want to take pictures with it. I want to be friends with it. Can we get it at one of our events, Steve Miggs? 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
We have Ken from Missouri that wants to die. I know, I forgot that you're not even anywhere near the computer. Ken from Missouri is with us. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, bitcholas.
Good morning.
I'm telling you, I'm 72 years old. I've been listening to rock and roll since I was 68. There ain't a doggone station in the country that can match you guys.
Oh, and thanks, Ken.
I absolutely hunt on the radio for stations I can really get into. And you're the only one that has captured that.
Oh, dude, thank you, man. That means a lot.
Yeah, Yeah, people get in my car, and I got my phone tuned into the car, you know, and I put on your station in the afternoon, and people go, what the hell is that?
They're also probably shocked that a guy in his 70s is able to work an Odyssey app. That's awesome.
Yeah, hell yes. I went out there to visit my daughter for, about 3 weeks, and I played that doggone every day. It was the men's room and you guys in the morning, and, you know, you can't beat it, dudes.
Oh, dude, well, next time you come visit your daughter, like, hit us up. It'd be great to say hi to you and shake your hand.
I'd love to. You guys are beautiful, man. Thank you so much.
Have a good one, my friend.
Rock on.
And don't forget,
Duval.
Migs, yesterday was an awesome day for my little town of Stanwood. And you want to know why? We got to celebrate a major milestone for a member of our community. So what was that? I'm going to tell you all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Last night, I got to have a little family outing on the town, Steve Migs.
Okay, question.
Yes.
You're on a quest to not have any alcohol, at least no wine, during the work week. How'd you do yesterday?
Well, we went to dinner after this outing that we had, and my parents did order a carafe of wine, and I had a singular glass, just one.
Wow.
Both my parents had two. Mm-hmm. I only had one.
So when does it become a problem?
Right. Yesterday.
But what happened? Sorry.
So we went out to a volleyball match, and it was a very significant volleyball match at my old middle school, Port Susan Middle School. Go Knights. The coach there, Coach Crystal Titus, was celebrating.
Crystal Titus. What a great name.
Oh, she's so cool. And she was wrapping up her 100th season coaching Stanwood sports. So 25 years. She coached basketball, track, soccer, and her favorite sport, volleyball. And she started at Stanwood, in the Stanwood School District the same year, around the same time my family moved there. Okay. So she's coached almost everyone that I am related
to. So what did she coach? Did she coach you in volleyball?
Volleyball and soccer.
Okay.
I was really bad at both. So,
but does I promise she
was she's a really good coach. Yes, she totally remembers.
Because you were so bad.
Because I was so bad.
Nice.
Almost uncoachable. But we had so much fun. They were playing Anacortes, which was obviously I had Barrett there with me. And when he found out that the Anacortes team has a hawk for their mascot, he was immediately rooting for the opponent, which was kind of a bummer. I'm like, Barrett, no, we're in our town. This is our hood. We root for the Knights. Go Port Susan. But he was
so
not.
So you stuck, because I remember recently, like, when my wife, some of her family members were like still in high school and be like, hey, let's go to the games. And it was kind of fun to be there to watch, but how was the game?
It's matches, by the way, Steve.
Oh,
the matches were great. Stanwood ended up winning. Port Susan ended up winning. So she was, you know, going out with a bang. They had balloons for her, candy, which also Barrett found out that she was being given a bag of candy and he was trying to get into the candy. Basically, I can't take my son to do anything fun ever.
They only get a ball spiked into their face.
Oh my God. No, I didn't see that, but there were some wild balls. There were some wild balls.
On the court.
Yes, I remember playing in middle school. It happens.
Dude, so my wife, the church that we go to, or my wife goes to, is sometimes has game nights.
Oh, nice.
And so we'll go and they do volleyball, which is always a blast, but it's... I mean, I'd feel for anyone trying to watch this because it's like it's so bad that at times when someone can't get to the ball, they try and kick it, which infuriates me. I'm like, this is not soccer. But I'm like, wait, we're in a church. I can't yell at somebody. But there was once a recent moment where the ball went up in the air and I had the opportunity to spike it. And I was like, I'm going to crush this freaking ball. And I looked over and who's on the other side is my wife. And I'm like, this could go horribly wrong if I end up spiking it right into her face. So I just did like a little... love tap over there. I'm like, I'm not even risking it. That's the last thing I need at the end of my night is giving my wife a bloody nose because I got too aggressive at the church.
You're very competitive, Steve.
Well, you get into it, though.
For sure. So
yeah.
big congratulations to Coach Titus. She's had an awesome,
awesome
career. And a 100th season wrapped up. This is her final home game was last night. So the season's almost over.
So she's done Dundee?
She's done Dundee, retiring, and going to spend more time with her grandkids, which is super cool. Big changes are happening for the Seattle Kraken. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Green Day.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us, and I'm not the only one that cheated yesterday.
Shh. What? You're going to time him out?
Seriously.
Jeez, you are a terrible friend.
We both were very sensible yesterday.
Yeah, thanks for, thanks, T.
Wow.
Boy, there are a handful of people I really hope aren't listening.
Oh,
right
God.
Now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Why would you do that?
Jeez.
You gonna talk about the strip club we went to last night as well?
Let's, can we not dig this hole any deeper?
Ixnay on the booze-nay?
Yeah, so the DMD's brought to you by...
Hey, the SeattleBoatShow.com. Have you seen the giant duck?
I have not. I have seen the giant duck online in different places, but not here yet.
It's there for the boat show.
He's pointing at the building next door.
If like, we could just scoot that building to the side a little bit, we'd be able to see it.
Stupid Seattle Municipal Tower.
Just knock that building down, you would see it. The duck is here. Anyways, hey, the Kraken, unfortunately, it looks like we won't be playing this song ever again.
Groovy, can't you see? Sometimes your plays just hypnotize me.
Yeah, well, his plays were not very good, and the Kraken have assigned him to Coachella Valley. He's basically on waivers, no team. He's going to pick him up. He's been red rotten this year. Aww. And this is pretty much the end of an era that we're not going to have Phil Grubauer next season.
Well, Palm Springs is lovely this time of year.
You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Maybe he likes golf.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to cry for him. The guy's got millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. The weird thing is, Ryan, you'll love this. March 4th, the Kraken are celebrating Philip Grubauer with Philip Grubauer bobblehead night.
Those are going to be a collector's item.
We're going to the game.
We're like, I think that's the game that we're going to. Shout out to Rob Kaufman. He's going to be bringing us into his suite.
We're going
to
put those on eBay at some point, right?
I think we might have to.
Yeah.
Frito-Lay has issued a recall for certain 13-ounce bags of Lay's Classic Potato Chips distributed in the states of Oregon and Washington.
Yay. Oh, cool.
And this is due to undeclared milk. So if you have a milk allergy, you're definitely going to want to check these bags. They have a guaranteed fresh date of February 11th.
Okay.
And you can also just contact the Frito-Lay, you know, consumer relations if you think that you're, you know, entitled to something. But yeah, that's kind of not good for the milk people.
Not something I need to worry about. Put that on the list of Lay's I have not had in 2025.
Yeah, Ryan only eats potato chips where they declare their milk. It's just kind of a thing that happens. Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 43 degrees, it's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.